We mentioned on Shabbos an unbelievable Meshech Chochme, but we mentioned it more in a halachic sense, where the Meshech Chochme said, and I want to show how the Halacha and the Agoda, they all go hand in hand. The Meshech Chochme said the following statement: Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. The Pasuk talks about counting 50 days. Says the Meshech Chochme, we actually count 50 days, but there's two different kinds of counting processes. There's a counting process where you create a count the day, you create a significance in the day which wasn't present in the day before you counted it, and that is the general counting of Sefiras HaOmer. When there's a Nidda, a Zohar, a Shtome, and there they count the 7 days, those 7 days do not have to be counted by mouth. You can have it in your mind. Why? Because those days are counted days anyway. You're just acknowledging the fact, you're identifying with the situation of counting in those days, and therefore we don't have a spirit of a pen on the Shiva Nekim, and you do have a spirit of a pen, spirit of Zohimah, and therefore we've got a block in spirit of Zohimah, and you don't have a block on Shiva Nekim. That's stage one. Stage two, says the Meshech Chochme, if that's the case, day number 50 is a significant day on its own, because it's Chag HaShavuos on its own. So with there, the counting is the same kind of counting that you do in the Shiva Nekim, where you don't have to create the day into a count the day. And therefore, we really do have this Ruach HaMishim Yom by the very fact that you keep in Shavuos, because you're just identifying with the fact that the day is a count the day. And we use this Meshech Chochme. Meshech Chochme is explaining the words Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. And we use this on Friday night to explain why there's a Shekhar Yonu on the 50th day of Shavuos. That is the Shekhar Yonu, the Sefiras HaOmer, because there you've got a kin without a Maisa that we spoke about then. But what's very interesting is that this Meshech Chochme reminds me of a beautiful Goyim, which just shows how the whole of Kol HaTmir Kula, the way things just work together, is unbelievable. The Goyim says the following. The Zohar HaKodesh, the whole quote of Zohar HaKodesh, which says that the healing of Yetzias Mitzrayim is discussed 50 times in the Torah. Says the Goyim, coming out of Mitzrayim is a process. It's not a one time. You walk out of the boundaries, you go through the passport control, you're out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is not a passport control and it's not boundaries. It's a state of mind, it's a state of nefesh. How much are you Mitzri orientated? Is your way of thinking, is your mentality a Mitzri boundary? And all the rest of it kind of way of thinking. This Chamishi, you've got the Madregas of Tume, and then you've got Chamishim Sha'arei Bino, says the Meshech Chochme, says the Goyim, that when you leave Mitzrayim, there's 50 levels of leaving Mitzrayim. You leave level A, and you get associated with Torah, or with being able to connect to Torah on level A. That's Sha'arei Bino number one. There's Chamishim Sha'arei Bino. And as you leave another level of Mitzrayim, and your personality gets detached from the ideas and the way of thinking and the way of life of Mitzri on the second level, so that is through connecting to the second level of the Sha'arei Bino. And this is how you climb the ladder until you reach Chamishim Sha'arei Bino. You reach right at the top, says the Goyim. When was this statement said? This was on Yom HaChamishim. This was on the 50th day. This was on Leif Shavuos. Says the Meshech Chochme, says the Goyim, we normally read this statement as a Kishbokh were addressing us and saying, Anoich Hashem Lekeho. You want to know, who am I? I'll just refer you back to Asher Etzisichel. The Goyim says, we're not referring us back to Asher Etzisichel. But the last level of Yetzias Mitzrayim happened when a Kishbokh said the words, Anoich Hashem Lekeho. Because there's so many levels of association with Mitzrayim and disassociation with Mitzrayim. And the highest Madreike is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anoich Hashem Lekecho, and that's when the Emunah got ingrained deep in the hearts of Klal Yisrael, and that is what that took them out of the last level of Mitzrayim. Says the Goyim HaGeraltik Hazak, that Moshe Rabbeinu reached Mem tes shalabino. He never reached number 50. But the chasreihu me'at melekim. He was one level lower. He never got to shal hamishim. The pasuk says, "Rabbi is born is also choyim." The nevi'im are the rabbi's bonus, and they got to choyim to 48 levels of shalim. The at only sal kolano. That's why Shabbeinu that he reached mem tes, but he never got to 50 because chayim is gematir 48. But Olis is 49, but he's Mentes, he never got commission, and that's why the concern not to keep. Says the Goyen, although you can't see the Goyen, the Shah Kamishi, the Akur is both for him to tell us. Moshe already told us the rest of the Dibbers, but he couldn't tell us the Amerika Shiva the Kerbo, because that is Shah Kamishi, and that's above Moshe Rabbeinu, and we had to get that. Although he said to us, by Akur is both direct, and Paul from Ishmael, the physical body, the physical association of the Kuf with whatever is going around, couldn't handle. But I'm shocked that it get that Aloika Shemla Keko directly from Gershbow, and that was Shah Commission, not the Goyim. This is the other side of the coin of the Meshech Chokmah. The Meshech Chokmah says there are 50 days that we count, but we count 49. With an act of counting. Number 50, we don't have this act of counting. Because number 50 is above. Number 50 has to be just an association with the counted matzah which is created in the day itself because it's Chag HaShavuos. This is exactly what the Meshech Chokmah is saying. There's a counting of Kamishim, but it's not a real counting. 49 is our counting. You can climb one level after the next. But there is that Shah where you're not going to climb. This is going to be direct Siyat Ishmael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Shah HaMishim. And this is why there's no broken and no acting or no active count on that 50 days. As the Goyim is saying, that Moshe Rabbeinu can lead us from one Madrega to the next. But he couldn't do number 50. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own. When we're talking about the whole process of moving from Darges of Tumah into Shaarei Bina, there's different ways of saying it. How does that affect us? What do we do to use these days in order to elevate ourselves in this process of Malchus Eretz Mitzrayim? As I say, there's different ways of saying it. If I would have said this before Shabbos, I'll say it differently than I'm saying it now. I'll see it for Shabbos. And I was blown away, partially blown away from seeing what is actually happening. The more hours I spend here, the more I see what is really happening. And I see the genuine connection of Bokhri to each other, to the Torah, and to the Rabbonim, with the droshes that the guy spoke. A real Madrigas, and I see what I see in front of my eyes. The more I'm involved, the more I see that this is a place for Shesulim Bebeis Hashem Bechatzis and Regeni Avrim. Every pocket, the more is connected to all the messages and all that the yeshiva is going to give for a pocket. This is Shesulim Bebeis Hashem. It's a planting process and it's a growing process. The only thing you got to do is to plug in more and more to what the yeshiva can give. And that is the natural process of getting closer and closer to more and more Shaarei Bina and detaching ourselves more and more from these Shaarei Tumah, which is Bezoike, just to get higher and higher in Aloika Hashem Lekecho, Hamalcho Meretz Mitzrayim, and we'll get to big, great, Gevaldike Madregas in turn.